Hi, this is Colonel John Boggs, and this is my podcast series, Beyond Leadership. Does ethics belong in leadership? The short answer, yes. It's the lack of ethics that creates issues, that cause mistrust. It causes the talented people to fail. It causes great organizations to go out of existence. I'm sure we've all heard the name Enron. Even if you weren't born during those days, I'm sure you've heard the name. What I find now is that there are some common things when it comes to having a lack of ethics or your ethics gets strained. Does this sound familiar? Unethical accounting, cooking the books. Again, Enron was probably number one at that. Then there's overbilling. Think about it. Overbilling affects all of us, each and every one of us. Medicare is the most overbilled organization probably in the universe, and we all have the opportunity to pay for that. Then there's on a personal level, and that's taking undue credit. You know what I'm talking about. When one of your employees did all the work, and somehow or another, you, the manager, takes all the credit. Wow, talk about ethical standards. And what about favoritism? That's unethical also. Then we have another one here, harassment. How's that? And let's go back to fraud, your own personal fraud. When you turn in that trip report that's absolutely inaccurate, no one knows better than you whether or not your ethics is in question. But here's one thing to remember about ethics. There was a Texas A&M study about the cost of ethics and the cost of having poor ethics. And specifically, let's talk about very quickly the overbilling issue, the cooking of the books. The cooking of the books, the great loss is not in the fine that the federal government will lay on you. Their study points out that the cost of the fine may be in the range of $23 million per company, but the real cost is 7.5 times greater. It's the loss of trust. It's the loss of business because of cooking your books. Now think about all the other things we have ethical issues with. It costs you, whether you realize it or not. So, ladies and gentlemen, does ethics belong in leadership? Absolutely. If you don't have any, you're in trouble. That's it on this end. You've been listening to my podcast series, Beyond Leadership, with me, Colonel John Boggs. And for more insights on leadership, visit my website at fortitudeconsult.com. Out here.